What's Rex's health situation, and how do you plan to kind of proceed with him?
We'll proceed cautiously and see where. I mean, he's a lot better today. He was a lot better yesterday, even better today. And it's not as his. I don't know what you call it, re-injury. It's not as bad as it was at Ohio State.
Best I can tell you is it's day to day.
Is it generally you said it's not quite as bad, but as the re-aggravation as it was against Ohio State, but that's what it is, so it's not a new injury, is it?
No.
When your team puts two touchdowns and makes a comeback like that, how can you use the energy and the momentum of that carry over?
Well, we've been there before. I mean, it's, how you look at the Wisconsin game or, how that played out. But, we just keep working once again so we don't put ourselves in that position. It's about executing for four quarters. And, that's been a little bit of our MO. When we don't shoot ourselves in the foot, we're pretty good. And, but we've made enough mistakes to put ourselves in a bad situations at time, and we were able to overcome it. But we have to keep working and not put ourselves in that situation.
You expect you'll be able to get guys like Rome, Williams, Moss, or that?
Yeah, Williams will be. Williams is ready to go. He could have went on the trip. He was cleared for the game, but. We thought it was, give him some time was the best thing. Chase, not quite yet. We'll just see how he progresses over the next day or so.
What's Moss's deal?
Moss, his shoulder. We're gonna fix his shoulder, so he's gonna be done.
He's out. Medical pressure. He's only played a couple games.
We think so. Yeah.
Is Aaron Curry? Yeah, he didn't play on Saturday. But where's he at in the mix in terms of?
He's in the mix.
But would you be inclined to hold Rex out for a little while just to make sure he's right, since you're pretty well stocked at that position?
Well, yeah, a lot of it depends on. I mean, that's not my decision. That between the doctors, the trainers, Rex. Rex has a big say in it, and how he's feeling, and. He felt really good going into the game. I mean, he felt great. He practiced, didn't have any issues in practice. So we'd probably be inclined to let him rest for at least a week. But, I can't really say. I don't know how it's going to play out.
With this being a senior season, how do you think he's handling it? Because, a guy obviously wants to go out good on his senior year.
He's frustrated and obviously disappointed that he's been having to deal with this. And it's been too bad, so. That's why I say, he's a guy, you have to temper down what he wants to do, but at the same time, you got to take into account, how he feels about it and what he, way he wants to attack it.
How much you say about Barrett that you were able to slide him inside? I don't know how many reps he had in the tackle spot, but you kind of put him in double duty on Saturday a little bit.
Yeah, Cam played well, and we moved him in there knowing that we, probably Tuesday or Wednesday of last week, and gave him some reps in there, and I thought he did well in there.
So you kind of knew going into the game that that was kind of a plan that you knew you were going to shift it down.
We started planning for that about, midweek probably. And he's been a guy that we've slid in there before. And, Jason has too at times, Jason Anker.
What about Josh Mitchell? He didn't suit up on Saturday. Is he
going to
be
all right? He's a lot better over the last couple of days. We'll see how it plays out here in the next couple of days.
Was that a practice injury or someone from Ohio State?
Practice.
Okay. We talked to a couple of players. Several of them said that they saw a different Taylor Martinez in the second half, especially in those last two drafts, just in the way he took over as a leader. Was this a game changer for him? What happened on Saturday?
Or
the next step, so to speak?
I don't know. I think Taylor's played at a pretty high level all year. Like, you know, you take away some of the decisions that he, you know, some of the plays that happened to him against Ohio State. I think he's played really well all year. I mean, I don't know. So I don't know if I'd call it a game changer, but even in the, you know, even in the fourth quarter, there's some things, you know, that he'd want back and that he could do better. You know, it's just a matter of continually, you know, constantly working on decision making, his checks. I mean, you know, what I've seen from Taylor, the more he plays and the more experience he's got, and the better he's played, and hopefully that'll continue.
Does what he did on those final two drives give you guys even more confidence, though, that if you have to go to the pro pretty heavily like you did at the end there, he can get it done and your receivers can't get it?
Yeah, I mean, I've never lacked confidence in Taylor throwing the ball. I think he can throw it. Is he perfect? No, but I, you know, in the background, I have a lot of, you know, I usually have NFL games on in the background when I'm on Sunday when I'm doing some work, and, you know, and as great as Brady and the rest of them are, those guys make mistakes too. It's part of playing the position, and you continually coach them and keep getting them better. And, you know, to say that, yeah, I do. We do have confidence in him. We have confidence in our receivers, and we can throw the ball when we need to. Hopefully, we don't put ourselves in a situation we got to score two times. You know, come back from a situation like that again anytime soon.
You put yourself in that situation a little bit last year at Michigan. We're not able to make the comeback. What are one or two key lessons that you learned from that game last year? Not only about Michigan, but maybe about your own team.
We made a lot of mistakes in that game. You're talking about, you know, dropping the punt and dropping the snap, and there were a number of issues that popped up in that game, and you know, we're going to have to execute in all three phases to win. You know, it's a good football team we have coming in here.
How would you rate the special team so far? I mean, you've had some good returns, but you've given up some returns. It's been kind of a mixed bag there. How would you rate it at this point?
Inconsistent in a lot of different ways, in a lot of different areas, and, you know, different things have popped up at different times. And, we've lost some field position. We've obviously, you know, the other day we had the two drop punts, and we finally do get a good kickoff return, and we hold somebody, you know. So, once again, we're going to make a couple personnel changes on one of our units, and thought our coverage units were pretty good the other day. In fact, I thought they were really good, except, you know, Brett had the one miss on the punt that hurt us. So just continually, continuing to work on our execution, and that'll help us.
Is that change on the kickoff return unit? Is that where you're looking at making a change?
Yeah, we got a couple personnel changes we're going to look at there. You know, this, and we've started backed up a number of times. You know, that it's hurt us.
How much does that change what you do on offense when you're inside the 20 maybe over the
40? Well, it makes a big difference. Plus, I mean, you're talking about you got to drive the a lot longer field, and that's hurt us some.
Hey, Bo, I think I want to say 2009, like maybe 2010. Yes, your special team units, they weren't necessarily flashy, but they were pretty sound. What's it take, I guess, to create that? We were making mistakes that hurt you in those years. It seemed like what does it take to create that?
I mean, our guys, you know, they understand what needs to be done, and believe me, their intention, you know. I mean, I promise you this, you know, the guys out there, they weren't trying to drop the ball on the punts. And, you got to execute when the time comes.
Practicing special teams any differently now?
We've actually practiced no more.
This year.
What do you think of Michigan's defense's development here the last month? I think they're giving up 13 points or less in 5 straight games.
I've done a good job defensively, and you know, you're gonna have to execute well against them. They do a good job.
Are you able to see how they're any different? What's accounted for them getting better in particular?
Execution. I mean, you know, I don't know how flashy they are at times, and they just kind of do what they do, and I think they've done a good job.
Among kind of dynamic offensive players you've prepared for coaching the college game, I mean, where's Bernard Robinson kind of, where's he standing there?
He's a good football player. They can, you know, they use him well. They, you know, he's a big part of their offense, and they do a lot of things to feature him. So, you know, he's good, but you know, when a lot of the offense runs through a particular guy, yeah, you better pay attention to him.
What's the best way to tackle him?
You know, be disciplined in your gaps, and you got to wrap him up. But first and foremost, you got to play good. You got to play your responsibility. It's a team thing. You know, it's not one guy. It's not one particular group of guys. It's everybody's got to handle their responsibility because they got other guys throughout their offense, and it's well thought out as far as what they're doing offensively. That they stress you in a number of areas, so you got to play as a team and execute well.
How is he different than Braxton Miller?
Different offenses.
On third down last year, he ran around a lot, scrambling for the first down to get a couple of deep passes. Is third down a down that's kind of his down when he watched them on tape and he kind of freestyles and does what he's got to do to make a play?
Well, you know, I mean, they feature him on early downs. I haven't looked at a ton of their third down stuff yet, little bit. But, you know, he's a featured guy no matter what the situation is, where they are in the field, what down and distance it is. You know, like I said, he's going to have the ball in his hands a lot, so you got to account for him.
What did Quincy and I want to show you on Saturday? He had that minor injury. He came back and made some big catches late.
Yeah, he played a big-time game. He really stepped up, and he made some great plays for us down the stretch.
Well, you're gonna see Stanley under fire Saturday. Can you talk a little bit about how he reacted to being targeted like that and kind of how he's handled this whole transformation from offense over the last couple of years?
Well, Stanley, I think he's handled it well. He's competed. He got outside of himself technique-wise for whatever reason. And he didn't play with the technique that's going to allow him to have success. For whatever reason, got off kilter and did some things that, you know, we don't teach, we don't want him to do. And it was more of a technique error of how he was playing. I think he got caught up, and I don't want to get into all the reasons why I think he got caught up in the wrong, was thinking about the wrong thing at times, and was causing him to play with, you know, some technique that's going to hurt him. And it showed up. I think he learned a lot from the experience.
What are some of the differences between what Ohio State does and Michigan does? Obviously, the way they feature those guys different.
There's some similarities in some of the plays they run, how they block it. You know, they probably run a little bit more two-back football with their quarterback in their running game. Two-back blocking schemes. Ohio State, they probably lean a little bit more that way, where Ohio State might lean a little bit more the zone read-wise, but, you know, create a lot of the same issues for you.
Can you just talk about what the implications of this game means in terms of the division, the tiebreakers, and everything going forward?
I haven't thought about all that. All I'm worried about is winning the football game.
Coach, going back to your defensive line, when you put Cam and Jason inside like that, what does that give you?
Well, I mean, I'm not following you. What does it give us?
Well, I just like, why would you make that move? What's the motivation behind that?
Well, it's you put the guys out there that you know, you look for different combinations that are going to provide different things for you. And, you know, rather than go with, you know, a young, inexperienced guy maybe that's still on the come, you go with some experience. And if a guy's able to move in there and he's a veteran guy and we feel that's the best thing for us, that's what we're going to do. There's a little bit of both, you know. I mean, you know, the combinations are always going to be a little bit different.
How much improvement did you see out of your secondary on Saturday?
Well, I thought we played well in some, you know, I thought we played well at times. I thought they really challenged routes, challenged throws, and there's some things that we could have done better and we need to do better.
Rex's situation, how much could a guy like Braylon Hurd maybe factor in more as you guys get ready this week?
Well, I think he and Imani are both going to factor in, you know, and you know, they have up to this point. And we feel, like I've said it numerous times, I feel really good about our backs. Obviously, you know, you love to have Rex in there, but we have capable guys and guys that we have a lot of confidence in if he doesn't make it.
You're listening to Bo Pelini's press conference here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Channel the fans' energy in a better way than perhaps they did at the start of this concert. What did you see from your players at the start of that game, and how would you like to see that be different Saturday?
Well, we need to execute, and we need to stay focused on what we can control. And I know the fans are, you know, they're always going to do what they do, and they're going to be, it's going to be loud, and it's going to be a great atmosphere. But you know, as a football player, you got to channel it the right way and just be focused on what you can control, and that's your execution. And you know, it's always a challenge.
Hey, Bo, back to that special teams real quick. Rob Sells, he's the one who's designated kind of overseeing, right? But with the other coaches, your other guys have input. Can you just describe exactly how that role happens and who's all getting input in that kind of stuff?
Well, yeah, it's a team thing. I mean, it's, you know, Ross oversees it, but, you know, you got Fish involved in some aspects, JP involved in some aspects, you know, Ron Brown. You know, there's a lot of different hands in it at times. I mean, Ross oversees the whole thing, but you know, it's a team effort.
I think the mistakes that we talked about that you point out pretty fixable. Are you confident that these things can get corrected?
Oh yeah.
Quickly, or is it still trying to experiment?
Quickly.
I think Russ's question last year. What's Michigan need the Big Ten? What does that name when you were growing up? What does it mean? What does it mean to be? They're coming here for the first time in a century. So it's the first time fans have seen them in a while.
I mean, it's Michigan's great, you know, program I got a tremendous amount of respect for. You know, it's a class program. Tremendous academic institution. You know, I mean, a lot of same values and traditions that we have here. Obviously a different conference, and you know, I think it's a, you know, a program with great tradition and a really good academic institution.
Is this kind of game, this annual game with Michigan, one of the good reasons why Nebraska being in the Big Ten? Is that one of the positives?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are a lot of positives of us being in the Big Ten, and for a lot of different reasons. But you know, having the opportunity to play, you know, Michigans of the world, and you know that, you know, I think that's a great thing.
Anything else, Coach?
What kind of impact have you seen that new kickoff rule make? Does it change anything the way you guys approach it, or the way things approach it?
I don't think it's that much of a difference. 5 yards. I don't know. I'll know when I have a little bit bigger. You know, when you're able to study it when the season's over and see how it affects you. I don't think it's that big a deal. I mean, you're up 5 yards, but then you can't take a run and start. So, at the end of the day, it comes down to you know, execution and blocking and tackling, you know, and, you know, where that's going to be and how many touchbacks you have and all that type of thing. I'm not exactly sure yet. And but I don't think it dramatically changes the return aspect of things.
After Ohio State, you said you told the team in the locker room, we got to win out if we want to make it to the Big Ten championship game. Is that the same thing you told them after the win for the question?
Said, on to the next one. Enjoy it tonight. Let's get back to work tomorrow. That's where we are, and you know, I don't know what's going to hold, you know, how it's going to all play out. But I do know this: that we'll be in the game if we win out. We can control that. I mean, that hasn't changed. I mean, but that doesn't change, you know, our process and the daily message to our football team. That hasn't changed and will never change. We got to concentrate on getting better, and that's all you can do is take care of what you have to today. And if we do that and we stay on course and we work hard in our preparation, and we give ourselves a great opportunity.
Well, the changes on defense we kind of saw this weekend, like seeing a lot more David Santos, a little more of OCC, is that more of a product of the opponent you're looking at in Northwestern, or just kind of progression of the season?
We have a lot of guys that can play, and there's a lot of things that play into it, and who we use and when we use them, you know, a lot of it comes down to how guys play during the week and practice during the week. And, you know, we'll put the guys out there that earn it during the week and the guys that we feel are going to give us the best opportunity to execute what we're trying to get done game plan-wise.
How did Santos play?
I thought Santos played pretty well. He did some good things out there and had a big mistake. But I thought overall he did a good job.
That play where he tracked down Colter for a 2-3 yard loss, that kind of what he's capable of when he knows where he's going.
Yeah, he's pretty, you know, he can run. David can run, you put him next to our Mike, you know, he played in that particular defense, he was kind of playing the Mike linebacker. We had him lined over there to the strong side, he plays, you know, when he plays fast, he can go. And, you know, I think that he's, you know, the more we get him out there, the more confident he's going to get as he goes along. He's just still, you know, he's still a work in progress, but I like the potential.
Well, specifically, when you see a guy like Santos, specifically, what are the advantages you get when you get a quicker linebacker that's got maybe a step or two faster than
him? Well, like I said, you know, you want to put guys in position where they can have success and use their talents the right way. You know, it all depends on a lot of times what the game plan is and what type of offense and what challenges that particular offense presents to you. So, when he's able to be on the field, and, you know, like I said, it's our job to put him in positions where he can make plays and utilize his talents the best way.
This week at practice, what do you think are the main things you guys
need
to work on and focus on?
Us, our execution, and having a great understanding of what we're going to see on Saturday. I thought our guys last week were heavily into the details, and that's what it takes to really execute well. So you're totally confident in what you're going to see, when you're going to see it, so you can play fast and with a lot of confidence and react well to what you're seeing.
Having played at Ohio State, does the name Michigan still kind of boil your blood a little bit? I know you're a coach now, but there's got to be some sort of something left in your brain about just hating them back in the day.
I don't go there. I'm just concerned with our football team right now.
Good.
Okay. Thanks, guys.